sometimes when you're feeling like you're dealing with great negative energies, that's a sign that you are ready to snap and transform it into great positive energies if you simply use it in that way. Feeling overwhelming negative energies is actually paradoxically a sign of your power to use the light. But because most of you have been taught the definition that feeling all that negativity means you're stuck in it, instead of being given the definition that feeling all that negativity means you're ready to bolt into the light, you often simply feel yourself stuck in the dark. But it's only because of the definition and the approach you use to it, instead of realizing that you can use it in a positive way to propel yourself onto the other side. Make sense?
Yes.
Does that help you?
Yes.
Do you feel a little bit lighter?
Yes.
All right. Does that serve you then?
Yes, that helps. And may I ask about what's your opinion on mercury toxicity in the teeth is? And
our understanding of heavy metal toxicity is that, and in particular the idea of mercury, is that it is generally responsible for anywhere from 20 to 30 to 40 to 50% of reduction in bodily energy.
And may I ask what we can do about it when you can't get them redone and about growing new teeth, please?
It is not impossible for you to grow new teeth, but we would always suggest that you take the path of least resistance and simply replace them. And understand that your reality can allow you to do this. It's not impossible to grow new ones, but most of you will find that your belief systems have a tough enough time dealing with what you consider to be relatively mundane ideas, rather than doing something that most of you, not all of you, most of you consider to be really hard. But the idea is that you must honor what beliefs you actually have. Follow the path of least resistance. For most of you, the path of least resistance in your beliefs would simply be to know that you can synchronistically attract into your life an individual who would be able to help you replace them easily, effortlessly, painlessly, quickly. You follow me?
Yes, and may I ask what type of substance? I've talked to a woman scientist that feels that some of this that they do use and the glue that they use isn't good either.
Again, most of you already know that when you introduce into your natural body substances that are, in your terms, relatively artificial and unnatural, do you not understand, of course, that more often than not, there will usually be a detrimental effect? This is not mysterious.
Mm-hmm.
It's no more mysterious than that. So this is all about allowing yourself to get back as close as possible to your natural self. That's what it's about. Because many of these things that you have created in your atmosphere and in your environment are, in that sense, weighing you down and are not allowing you to avail yourself of many of these energy tools as strongly as you could. Now, yes, again, belief system can go a long way toward helping transform some of these things, but sometimes many of you try to force yourself to be more spiritual. I should be able to handle this energetically. But when, in all honesty, you actually understand that sometimes it really is representative of a more spiritual honesty by simply following the belief of least resistance and simply allowing yourself to follow a path that may seem relatively mundane or typical, but nevertheless is actually the easiest way to get the job done. You follow me?
Yes.
Does that help you then?
In the meantime, is there...
There is no in the meantime. Go and do what you can do as quickly as you can. Period. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Bashar. I'm
Janet. You good day.
And I'm really glad you're here with us.
Well, I am not there, but thank you for the session.
Yeah. I guess what my issue is right now is...
Yes? What is your issue? And what volume and number is it?
I feel like I've been following my excitement with the intention that I would find something that I could be involved in that would also reward me financially.
Is there a but in this?
Where's a but?
Now, do you understand, again, how you said that? Listen to the sentence. I am following my excitement with the intention of finding something to do that will reward me financially. Boy, are you putting the cart before the horse a couple of times. Removed. You're going about
Obviously.
It backwards.
Obviously.
Backwards. Backwards. Has any of the ideas that we have discussed this day of your time allowed you to start to rethink this concept?
Yeah, I've been thinking. Yes.
All right. The idea again is this. All of you pay attention. You are all already abundant. Infinitely abundant. You must allow yourself to understand the idea of acting on your joy, the idea of feeling the energy of excitement within you, is its own sufficient idea. You are making it conditional. I'll be happy if. I'll be happy when. You see? If this happens, when that happens, I'll be happy.